Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated that a person who abundantly sends salutations upon me will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah. So one way to gain the closeness of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which should also be one of our life goals, this is also should be something that we work towards, and that is gaining companionship, that is gaining closeness to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the ulama write that one of the best ways, one of the quickest ways, one of the most efficient ways of doing this is by sending abundant salutations upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, The Lives of the Prophets, in which we discuss the biography of the Anbiya alayhim wa salatu wa salam, some of the historical events that took place, some pearls of wisdom to boost our iman, and some stories and tales of punishment through which we learn life lessons. And today is also a tale of punishment, in which we will talk about Prophet Salih alayhi salatu wasalam and his nation and the miracle he very famously did, and we will talk about all of those as well, inshaAllah. After the destruction of people of Ad, who came to Sayyidina Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, the people of Thamud, they were the nation of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, they came. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also granted them very long and luxurious and healthy lives, and they were also given a lot of bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The mention of Prophet Salih's story has been done in seven chapters, in seven different chapters at different places. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the story of Thamud. But let's look at a bit of background. Thamud was the name of a tribe in Arabia. According to one opinion, this name was given because of their grandfather, meaning these people were from the descendants of Thamud. And that's why these people are known as the dwellers of the nation of Thamud. The people of Thamud used to live in the Hijr between Hijaz and Levant al-Sham, meaning these people resided in between the Hijaz al-Muqaddis and al-Sham. And the Prophet ﷺ had passed through here along with his companions during the journey of Tabuk. The tribe of Thamud used to worship in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were muwahids. They used to worship Allah ta'ala. They used to follow the commandments. Yet with time, negligence came over them. With time, they started to neglect the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started to neglect the laws of the Sharia. And it came to a point that they had left oneness. They had left monotheism, and they moved towards polytheism. They moved towards shirk. They moved towards idol worshipping, etc. And due to this, due to the nation of Thamud becoming so corrupt, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them an eminent messenger, an eminent individual by the name of Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was sent to save that nation from destroying themselves. He was sent to lead them to their path of guidance, which undoubtedly he played his utmost part in doing so. In the Holy Quran, his attributes, meaning the attributes of Sayyidina Salih, have been referred to in his own words. He alayhi salatu wasalam said when he announced his prophethood, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inni lakum rasulun amin, that indeed I am a trustworthy messenger of Allah to you. Meaning when a prophet would come, they would exclaim their truthfulness, they would exclaim their trustworthiness, so the people, they would take heed from them. Now to guide the people of Thamud, who are wandering in the wilderness of heedlessness, ignorance, disbelief, and worshipping idols, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Salih to them. And Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, he went and he preached to these people, and he told them that, look, what you are doing is wrong. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to do something else. If you carry on like this, there will be a painful atonement, there will be a painful punishment which will come and take you. But the nation's response, what did they say? Listening to the call of Prophet Saleh, the nation replied, translation from Kunz al-Iman, O Saleh, you seemed very bright amongst us before this. Do you forbid us from worshipping the deities of our forefathers? And we indeed have a deceit in walking doubt regarding that which you are calling us towards. Meaning, this is a problem which is found nowadays as well, that there are certain customs and traditions which have nothing to do with Islam, or because our parents or our forefathers, or is something which is inherited in our nationalities, we still keep doing them, and to the extent some people consider them to be part of the religion, this is absolutely false. Islam is crystal clear. Islam is absolutely clear. There is no doubt in it. There is no room for error. There is not any confusion in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But rather, it is our own minds that cannot comprehend. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His knowledge is complete. He has knowledge of everything. Whatever He sends down as His commandment has so many wisdoms that they are uncountable. Then how can we start to process those with our incomplete mind? So it is the duty of a slave, it is the duty of a bondsman not to question his master, but rather whatever the master says, you just do it as he is told. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Saleh alayhi salatu wa salam, he gathered the people and he said to them, look at the bounties Allah ta'ala has granted you. Look at all these green, lush lands which you have. Look at all these people that are in your nation. Do you not fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take all of these away from you due to your ingratitude and disbelief? And so he used to remind the nation of Thamud in relation to this, but the nation had become so arrogant, the nation had become so deceited that they would not consider the words of Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam of great importance. This is a very detailed story. But because we do not have a very long time, we are trying to concise a lot of information as possible. Due to the people of Thamud turning away from Prophet Saleh alayhi salam, no rain occurred in their lands for a long time, which resulted in the people having a drought, famine, and people started to die because of starvation, because when there is no rain, no vegetation can grow. If no vegetation can grow, people cannot use vegetables to feed themselves, or the animals, they cannot graze that land. So like this, there was a shortage of food due to which people started to die. And what they decided to do, they said that this is happening because of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam. Na'uzu billah. They said that he is an ill omen. He is bad luck for us, that due to him, all of these are happening. So what they decided to do, a group of them, the chiefs, they said that we want you to bring forth from this mountain, from this rock, a 10-month pregnant she-camel, and as soon as she comes out, she will give birth to a calf and she will be healthy herself as well. And Prophet Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam said that if I do this, if I perform this miracle for you, if by the command of Allah I do this, will you believe in me? Will you believe in Allah? Will you believe in the oneness of God? And they said, yes. They replied in the affirmative. So Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, he prayed two rak'ahs of prayer. He read two rak'ahs of salah, and then he did dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he pointed towards that rock. He pointed towards that mountain. And whilst people were looking, that mountain and rock split open, and a 10-month-old pregnant, healthy she-camel came out. And as soon as she came out, she gave birth to a calf. And when the people seen this whole incident, one chief along with a few people, they accepted Islam. And the rest of them, they went back on their words and they rejected Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, and they rejected the message of oneness. So what happened after that was, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted this miracle to Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, that the she-camel came out, there were a few commandments in relation to this. The first one they were told was that you are not allowed to treat that she-camel wrong. You're not allowed to kill her. You're not allowed to drive her away. And in the same way, let her graze and eat from wherever she wants. Do not stop it from eating in certain positions. So the people said, okay. They carried on doing this. But there was a very beautiful and wealthy woman whose name was Saduq. And she had numerous beautiful daughters as well. And she used to have a large cattle farm. Due to the grazing of the she-camel of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, her camels, her goats, her sheep, etc., they started to become weak. So she plotted a plan. She said to the people that individually she went to people, and there was one man by the name of Qadr, and she said to him that if you go and kill the she-camel of Saleh alayhi salam I will let you marry any one of my daughters. So with this new agenda in his mind, with this new motivation in his mind, he gathered 9 people and they went out looking for the she camel. And this man, Qadr, he found the she camel and he ended up killing that she camel. After the killing of the she camel, Prophet Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam warned them and said, enjoy any luxury in the world you have left, because you only have 3 days left. The punishment will descend upon you on Saturday. Its sign is that on the first day, your faces will turn pale. On the second day, your faces will turn red. And on the third day, your faces will turn black. Then the punishment will descend the following day. This is a promise that will not turn out to be false. Meaning, after the killing of the she-camel, Prophet Saleh alayhi salam warned the nation of Thamud and said, Allah Ta'ala's punishment is on its way. You only have 3 days left. The first day your faces will turn pale. The second day your faces will turn red. And the third day your faces will turn black. This is the promise of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala never goes against His promise. So what the people decided to do, they said that what we will do is, when the night falls, we will go and we will martyr Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam. So they plotted a plan that we are going to go to the house of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, and we are going to martyr him. So 9 individuals, including that man who killed the she-camel of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam, they come outside the house of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam with weapons, and they have the sword drones. But look how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes for His prophets. That when Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam was in his house, and the people came with the intention of martyring him, Allah ta'ala commanded angels, and those angels pelted stones, and those stones came and it killed them. And this was the reason that Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam was saved by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something that we need to keep in our mind as well, that when a person is sincere, when a person has ikhlas, when a person prioritizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps that individual out of the unknown. Allah ta'ala helps that individual out of the unseen. You might feel like every single thing is stacked against you, but because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a plan for you, because He has the best of plans for you, He has His help waiting there for you, even in the most severe of difficulties and hardships, the power and the help of Allah Ta'ala will come and protect you. This is something that we need to have our iman on. Even during the life of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there are many incidences that we find. A very short example is the example of the Battle of Badr, and Allah Ta'ala helped them through the help of the angels. So the help does come, you just have to believe in it. You have to believe in it wholeheartedly and you have to stick with it. The state of the people during the days foretold by Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam, those who had conspired to martyr Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salam had already met their fate before the general punishment foretold by them. Therefore, when the first day of respite came, their faces turned pale, just as Prophet Saleh alayhi salam told them. They said, one day has passed, on the second day their faces turned red, and they said in the evening, 2 days of respite have gone. On the third day, their faces turned black, and they said in the evening, the respite given by Prophet Saleh has ended. Whatever he had said up to now has turned out to be true, so let us see what happens next. On the fourth day, they groomed themselves, wore fragrances, and sat waiting to see what punishment arrives. As soon as the morning arrived, these fools, waiting for the punishment, heard a horrific scream and thunder, and an earthquake occurred in their land. They were annihilated and became like the grass that is fragmented on the constant trampling of animal hooves. The punishment was so severe that despite their strength and power, despite their long lives, despite their strong bodies, despite having strong architecture, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment was severe, and so severe that it destroyed the nation of Thamud. And remember the thing in the story of Sayyidina Saleh alayhi salatu wasalam, that he preached for so long. He showed miracles. He was sincere. He was soft. He was calm. Despite all of this, the nation took advantage of him and they did not believe him. Then what happened? The result of which was that they were destroyed. In the same way, we are from the nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are from his ummah. And we also need to be very careful in the matters which we have been commanded with. We need to be very respectful in the matters of the Sharia. We should not take them lightly. We should not consider that nothing will go wrong if we do not follow them. Yes, maybe in this life, maybe in this world, you might not see the repercussions of your action. But I'm telling you, the promise of Allah is true. the promise of Allah is true, and there is severe torment in the grave and the hereafter for the people who do not spend their lives according to the commandments of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who stay steadfast, who do not take the warnings of the prophets lightly, who hold themselves accountable and try to make themselves better from the shortcomings they have. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who are attached to the prophets, who are in love with the prophets. Ameen bijahin nabi al-ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the